revenge night in the NBA. I'm not just talking about me and Mike McClure on the draft app, because, yeah, he's on a bit of a winning streak and it's time for some revenge. But that's coming later in the show. Talking about a lot of guys facing former teams and some incentive to get them in your FanDuel and DraftKings lineups and your draft lineups as well. Welcome to the Sports Line DFS podcast. Once again, filling in for Heath Cummings, who will be back next week. I am Adam Azer. And here's Mike McClure. We had a high-scoring night last night. What do you expect tonight, Mike?
I'm expecting a lot more of the same. There's a lot of value out there after the trade deadline, especially with the Cleveland Cavaliers, who basically lit Twitter on fire yesterday by trading away six members of their team.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of value, going to be high-scoring, a lot of studs, definitely a stars and scrubs kind of night.
Are you ready to just talk about revenge?
I am always ready to talk about
revenge.
Yeah,
you love it. All right, I'm going to give you a player who's got a revenge game against a former team, and you're going to tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how interested you are in playing this player. Let's start with Jimmy Butler. What do you think?
Give me 10 out of 10 on this one. This is Jimmy's first game back in Chicago. The Bulls are really playing. I mean, the Timberwolves are playing really well right now. The Bulls are not playing very well, especially against Jimmy's shooting guard and small forward position. He's definitely looking for some revenge here. He's going to play big minutes. So I think Jimmy Butler's one of the better plays on this revenge night. I think you absolutely have to have some exposure to Jimmy Butler tonight and at some point.
Jimmy Butler is in my lineups. How about Taj Gibson in the same game?
Taj Gibson is an interesting thing. So right now I've got him at a 4 or a 5 out of 10. And that's only because of all the value that's opened up after the trade deadline. On a normal night, this is probably a 6 or a 7, so probably some guy that's, you know, maybe entering my core group of players. Now, tonight, it's maybe, you know, if I'm playing 5 to 10 lineups, I might use him once or twice.
Oh, I got to have me some Blake Griffin, right? Blake Griffin against the Clippers?
Blake Griffin against the Clippers, 10 out of 10. Just like Jimmy Butler. This one is even more fresh, obviously. You know, it's, what, a week and a half old? Blake supposedly found out that he was traded from Twitter.
Oh.
If that is true, he is absolutely seeking revenge. Well, I mean, let's be honest. He's seeking revenge either way, but this is definitely a spot where Blake Griffin is going to shine. You know, a lot of people have kind of seen that, you know, his rebounding is definitely down playing alongside Andre Drummond, who went nuts in the most recent game.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is Blake's night. I think Andre Drummond's going to kind of let him steal the show a little bit. And so give me 10 out of 10 on Blake Griffin.
So can you make a lineup with Jimmy Butler and Blake Griffin, or is that too expensive?
Oh, no, you definitely can. Especially, you definitely can on FanDuel.
Okay. And still be able to afford one of the studs, because it is a studly night.
Oh, yeah. Those two are studs in my opinion tonight, but yes, you can still afford another stud.
Okay, great. All right, back to the revenge list. Zach LaVine against the Wolves.
Yeah, this one is very interesting. On DraftKings, I think it's closer to like a 7 out of 10. On FanDuel, it's probably a 4 or a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
And that's just because of the pricing difference between the two sites. At 7,200 on FanDuel, I think it's, you know, it's just too expensive. There's no way that I can get there on this kind of a slate. But on DraftKings, I think that you can get there. At 6,100, I think it like makes a lot more sense. So if I'm going to play him, it's going to be on DraftKings.
Back to the revenge list. Let's go to Avery Bradley against the Pistons.
Not a lot of interest there for me. He's just not that exciting of a player. I mean, you could plug him in, but I think that there are just some other value plays on the slate right now anyway, where I don't know that I'm locking him in. I mean, I think he's, I'll say 6 out of 10.
Six,
you know,
okay.
There's a chance
right.
that I end up using him because he is really cheap, but he's not going to be one of my first few roster spots. He's going to be one of those guys that gets kind of plugged in if I have $4,600 left.
Tobias Harris against the Pistons.
7 out of 10. I think that this is a good spot for Tobias. The only problem is I'd rather play Blake Griffin, and there's another value power forward that I really like. So if I'm playing him, I'm going to have to do it on DraftKings, which is a good thing because he's also cheaper on DraftKings. He has a multiple position eligibility. So 7 out of 10 on DraftKings, 5 out of 10 on FanDuel.
Who do you like better, Zach LaVine or Tobias Harris on DraftKings?
Tobias Harris.
Okay, I'll put Tobias Harris in there. And then we just have a few more. Jose Calderon against the Hawks.
I'll say this is another one because of the trade deadline. I think that this is closer to an 8 out of 10.
Wow, okay.
A normal situation, this would be a 3 out of 10. But the Cavaliers just don't have many bodies available tonight.
3,200 for Calderon, the new Cavs.
Yes, another situation where it's, you know, near must play on DraftKings, not so much on FanDuel.
Right.
On FanDuel, he's probably only a 4 out of 10 for me and 8 out of 10 on DraftKings. Because on FanDuel, he's still 4,500,
yeah,
which is a significant increase from that 3,200 on DraftKings.
Okay, and we also have Kyle Korver in this game against the Hawks.
So Korver, you know, very similar situation, kind of sticking with the theme. Normal night, it's a 3 or 4. Tonight, it's a 7 or 8 because you need some value if you're building stars and scrubs. Cleveland, I think they might have 7 or 8 bodies that they can actually give uniforms to tonight to play. So the rotations are very thin there. This is a revenge game for Kyle Korver. Not sure that he's got much revenge in him, but I like this for him, especially on DraftKings where you do get the bonus for the 3-point shot made. So give me some Kyle Korver. I like him tonight.
Would you put Calderon and Korver in your lineup, or is that too scrubby?
No, it's definitely not too scrubby just because of the minutes they're going to play.
Okay.
I think that, you know, tonight's a night where you're going to want to, you know, you probably not max them out on DraftKings because they let you play 5 over there. But on FanDuel where you play, you can play 4 players from one team, you might be maxing out Cleveland Cavalier exposure tonight.
All right, so
I think that most of my lineups will have at least 3 Cavs in them.
Great. So far I've got Calderon and Korver on DraftKings and just Korver on FanDuel. Calderon's a little more expensive there. One more guy on the revenge list. It's Marvin Williams against the Jazz. 0 to 10.
3. Just okay. Not enough interest there. There's a lot of other value plays to go around, especially in Cleveland. So I'm probably not going to be playing Marvin Williams tonight.
Who's the must play tonight, Mike?
So the must play for me is pretty site specific. On FanDuel, it's going to be LeBron James for me. On DraftKings, he's a little more expensive. I'm going to certainly be playing him over there still. It's just not a must play. So I'm going to say on DraftKings, it's Blake Griffin. And on FanDuel, it's LeBron James.
Okay. Do you want to give a must play for Heath? Or you've pretty much done it. I mean, Jimmy Butler, Blake Griffin, LeBron James, Kyle Korver. You've given us a lot of guys that we need to have in our lineups.
Yeah, my second must play would be Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
You may not be able to get him in on both sites, but you definitely want to have some Jimmy Butler exposure. So do what you can to get him in.
Okay, how about a stay away?
Stayaways for me are going to be at the center position with Andre Drummond and Joel Embiid. I've been staying away from Andre Drummond, not really intentionally recently, but I actually tweeted this out the other day. Drummond had an absolutely ridiculous game, and he was one of the reasons why things didn't go well, other than, of course, the leaking roof. But Andre Drummond was 37% owned, and had I known that he was going to be that highly owned, it would be an automatic fade for me. What he's doing right now alongside Blake Griffin is simply not sustainable, and I think that this is a game where Blake Griffin's really going to you're going to see his rebound total shoot back up. You're going to see him take over a little more offensively. So I'm fading Andre Drummond, and then Joel Embiid is actually questionable with an ankle injury, matching up against Anthony Davis. You know, it's just I don't think that we have – well, I know for a fact, if we're playing Blake Griffin, LeBron James, and Jimmy Butler, there's no way that we can pay $10,000 at center position.
Okay. So who's the top scorer tonight? Who's the number one overall player in your projections?
LeBron James, for sure.
Okay. Can't wait to get LeBron in the lineup. And I hope I get the first pick tonight when we do our draft on the Draft app. Everybody, download the Draft app and use the promo code SPORTSLINE. When you do that, you can get into a real draft, a real money draft for free. Use the promo code SPORTSLINE. And also, Draft is so sure you're going to love it. They're offering a money-back guarantee up to $100 for our listeners. So, again, you want to search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com and play for free right now with the promo code SPORTSLINE. It's just really fun. Look, I mean, the salary cap stuff is great. Like, we love FanDuel, we love DraftKings, but Draft is just different because you get to combine two awesome parts of fantasy. You get to combine the daily aspect. You play every day as much as you want with the snake draft. You don't lose the snake draft, and you are going to be the only person who owns a specific player. And you hear Mike and I do a draft. It's just two people. Maybe Heat's on. It's just three people. Challenge yourself. Do 5 people. Do 10 people in a draft. And you can do, I think it's called expert mode. You eliminate the, you know, the best players, and then you have to dig a little bit deeper. Or you can do more rounds. So you can customize it. I've been playing it for football for a while, baseball as well. Now I do basketball. You can do freaking golf. Download the Draft app. Use the promo code SPORTSLINE when you play. And by the way, your chances of winning money are 80% better on drafts on draft than they are on salary cap sites. Unless you play against Mike McClure. He's going to crush you. All right, Mike.
Right.
What are the key injuries you're keeping an eye on tonight?
Yeah, we have quite a few of them, and a lot of them are injuries and trade status. Milos Teodosic, Austin Rivers, both questionable and could be returning. That's for the LA Clippers. And why that is interesting is because it would affect Lou Williams. If they were both out, Lou Williams would become a pretty good play. We might have to try to find a way to put him in the lineup if those guys were to be out, because his price is all the way down to $6,800 on FanDuel. And, you know, if you remember when we started doing this show not long ago, we were having nights where Lou Williams was $9,000.
Yeah.
And he would be in a situation where he's going to have that kind of usage if those two guys were out tonight. So he's drastically underpriced if those two guys are out. Other news that we're going to be looking at, Joel Embiid, questionable. That's a pretty big piece of news for the Sixers. Marco Bellinelli and DeAndre Bembry, both out for the Hawks. And actually, Marco Bellinelli is now questionable. So he might play. All the Cleveland guys that were just acquired, that's Larry Nance, Rodney Hood, Jordan Clarkson, George Hill, and Kendrick Perkins, they are all unavailable to play tonight. Dwayne Wade, back in Miami, and he is available to play tonight for the Heat, while Kelly Olynyk is out. For the Rockets, pretty big news here that would give James Harden and Chris Paul a bump, and certainly Gerald Green a bump, and that is Trevor Ariza is out. Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson are both questionable. So if they were out, those guys would get that bump. The Jazz got Derrick Rose and Jay Crowder yesterday in the trade deadline. They will not be available to play. Chris Dunn, still out for the Chicago Bulls. That's good news for someone like Zach LaVine. And then when we get to Sacramento, it's kind of a little bit of the normal situation with those guys that are all questionable. Mainly Garrett Temple is the one that we really need to keep an eye on. They acquired Joe Johnson yesterday, but they've already started working on terms of a buyout, so he's unavailable. And that is really all we have for the injury news today.
It's a lot. You're definitely going to have to keep your eye on it. But the good news is, I mean, even without all that, we've already got the makings of a really good lineup with Korver as a cheap option, Korver and Calderon as discounts on DraftKings, Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, and Blake Griffin on FanDuel, Jimmy Butler, Blake Griffin, and Tobias Harris so far on DraftKings. And we can negotiate Tobias Harris. Nothing set in stone here, but let's get into the games. Start with Denver at Houston. All right, Denver at Houston will be our first game. As has the highest total of 222 tonight. Houston is an 8.5-point favorite. And really, I mean, last night I really learned the lesson about the blowouts, the Raptors just crushing the Knicks, and you didn't really get what you wanted from DeRozan and Lowry. So are you worried about that tonight with Houston hosting Denver?
Just a little bit. So the thing that I want to happen there, you know, to have really this game be interesting to me for DFS is I want Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson to both be ruled out. Because if those guys are ruled out, then you do get some fun value plays with Gerald Green and Luke Mbamute, who becomes a nice value play at power forward. So that's really where my interest lies. In tournaments, you can obviously play Chris Paul. This is a really good matchup for him. My issue with that is I don't think that I would prefer to use my salary cap at that position when I can play LeBron or Blake Griffin or Jimmy Butler tonight. But he's there in tournaments. James Harden is certainly there in tournaments. Also a fantastic matchup for him. But really, if you're looking at this game, it's almost definitely going to be what's going to happen with the injury news for the Rockets, and then maybe playing Jamal Murray for the Denver Nuggets. This is a kind of a contrarian spot for him. He's 6,700, which is a fair price, but the matchup with Chris Paul is difficult. But Emmanuel Mudiay has been shipped out of town to the New York Knicks. Devin Harris is not available to make his debut yet. So the rotation is a little thin for Denver. This could be an interesting spot for Murray.
Next game?
Yes.
All right. Next game is New Orleans at Philadelphia. About a little bit lower total, about 219.5 now, and the Sixers are 5-point favorites over New Orleans.
Yeah, so this is really a tournament-only game for me tonight, just because we've already talked about our core group of players already, and that's where I think you need to be, especially in the cash games. But there are great tournament plays here, starting with Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday, even Ben Simmons is a good tournament play in this game. Joel Embiid's still a fine tournament play if he plays. But this is kind of embarrassing. I kind of missed one of the revenge narratives, and that's Drew Holiday. Back in Philadelphia.
You love Drew Holiday.
He did spend some time with Philadelphia.
You love
He's
Drew
one of
Holiday.
My favorite players. Yeah. I think that I liked him so much that I didn't even think about the revenge narrative there. But this is a good spot for him. You're kind of starting to see his price fall like Lou Williams. $7,600 is a pretty fair price for Drew Holiday. He's someone that I'm probably going to have some exposure to in tournaments, but probably difficult to get in at this point in cash games unless we really get a value center that we like.
Detroit, we love Blake Griffin in this game, hosts the Clippers, and we don't love Andre Drummond, right? Staying away?
I'm staying away. Yeah. So if you think that what he's doing is sustainable, then by all means, please go play him. He's going to be 20% owned again, and you know what he's doing, in my opinion, just simply isn't sustainable. I have no interest in Drummond until he's 12% or lower owned. So I personally will be fading him. I don't think he's a horrible play. Like, I think that he should put up 35 to 42 or 3 fantasy points, which is not enough at his price tag. I don't expect him to do the 60 to 70 fantasy point thing again tonight.
So do you like anyone other than Blake Griffin in this game? Clippers at Pistons.
Yeah, I mean, mainly it's Tobias Harris and a little bit of Lou Williams. I know Lou Williams' usage has dropped with Tobias in town, but if those other guards like Austin Rivers are out, then I will have some interest in Lou Williams.
All right, let's go to our next game. It is Minnesota at Chicago. We do, of course, have some revenge game narrative here, but the total is 217.5, and Minnesota on the road, 7.5-point favorites. Oh, it's a Tibbs. It's a coaching revenge game, too. How about that?
Yeah, I love a good coaching revenge game, too. So you've got the coach, you've got two players. Both of those guys played huge minutes when they were members of the Bulls. I think they're going to do that again tonight. You know, we saw a couple times as a Bull where Jimmy Butler played all 48 minutes. I wouldn't be shocked if he did that again tonight just to really stick it to the Bulls. And so that, you know, that's one reason why he's basically one of my must plays. But other guys in this game, you know, this is one that you should be targeting. I think Jeff Teague is interesting at point guard. He's just not expensive enough, really. Like, he's at 6,100. I think it's a really fair value for him. And then on the other side, Jerian Grant, knowing that Chris Dunn is still out, Jerian Grant at 5,200. This is a really good spot for him. And in tournaments, Zach LaVine, DraftKings only play for me because of the large price discrepancy between the two there. But I do like Zach LaVine in tournaments on DraftKings.
Okay. And Jerian Grant, we don't have any point guards on FanDuel. So as of now, I have put him in as one of our point guards.
Yes, I like it a lot. I think it's a very strong move.
Cleveland at Atlanta, we like a lot of guys in this game. The trade has opened up a lot of opportunities for some Cleveland Cavaliers. You already heard Mike say he's going to stack Cavs tonight. Anything for Atlanta?
Not a ton of interest in the Atlanta Hawks right now. The real issue for them is they don't have that one guy that's really a stud. They're just a lot of mid-range guys, and I don't have room for him, really, because we're using so many Cleveland guys that I don't know that we can get him in.
Portland at Sacramento. Your thoughts on this game? Portland at Sacramento.
Yeah, real quick before we get there, I do want to mention, though, the guy that I haven't mentioned for Cleveland that I will absolutely be playing, and that's Jeff Green. He's not going to start, most likely. He's going to come off the bench, but he's going to have enough usage and minutes there with Jay Crowder out of town. So Jeff Green is the guy in terms of value that I'm looking at.
Okay, we cannot play him on... Oh, no, we can. We can. He can be our second power forward on FanDuel. Perfect.
Yes.
Wow, yep. So we got a lot of love those Cavs tonight. All right, excellent. Are we ready to move on now? Portland,
yep,
Sacramento?
We're ready now.
All right, hit me with it. Portland and the Kings.
Yeah, so we've got Portland, who's on the second night of a back-to-back here. The Kings are always a mess. You know, they're not a great team defensively, so there are good matchups here. But once again, we run into an issue where the guy that you want to play would be Damian Lillard. And it's really hard to pay $9,000 at point guard tonight because of Blake Griffin, LeBron James, Jimmy Butler. So once again, this game is strictly a tournament-only game for me. I, at this time, will not have anyone in cash games. The only one I could maybe get close to would be De'Aaron Fox if Garrett Temple was ruled out, and that's for Sacramento.
Three more games, Mike. Charlotte is at Utah.
Yep, Charlotte at Utah is kind of interesting. Charlotte, second night of a back-to-back. Utah lost Rodney Hood. Joe Johnson is gone in the trade deadline. The other guys that they're getting back, Derrick Rose, I believe they're releasing. Jay Crowder is not available to play here. So it's going to be a little more thin for them tonight, which means Ricky Rubio is interesting. Now, Rubio is a guy that, sticking with the theme of the night, he's overpriced on FanDuel, but he's a nice play on DraftKings. There's no way I'm paying $8,000 on FanDuel for him, but at $7,100 on DraftKings, I think it's a lot more viable because of the bonuses and just really the way the scoring sets up over there fits his skill set nicely. And then Alec Burks, decent option at shooting guard as a punt. And Joe Ingles, if you, for some reason, don't want to play LeBron James and Jimmy Butler and wanted to pay up at, like, say, center for Anthony Davis or point guard for Chris Paul, then I think Joe Ingles would be a guy that you would probably be looking to use at small forward to give you that nice high floor, knowing that he's going to have good opportunity in this game.
Okay, and if you wanted to play Ingles on DraftKings at a utility, you could do that too. He's $5,100.
Yes.
Like, who's a better play? Well, Rubio is definitely better, right? He's $2,000 more. Jaren Grant or Ingles? Who would you rather play? They're about the same price.
I'm going to lean towards Jaren Grant at this time. I think the Chicago-Minnesota game is going to be a pretty competitive game tonight, and I think that Grant's going to be a guy that's going to be, you know, playing big minutes, leading that offense for Chicago.
Gotcha. We have two games left. We have Indiana and Boston. What do you got here?
Yeah, Indiana and Boston is interesting. So the one guy that I'm kind of interested in here is Greg Monroe. I always like to play Greg Monroe because he's, you know, a long history of scoring around a fantasy point per minute or more. And he made his Celtics debut last night, so they are on a back-to-back. Brad Stevens gave him 20 minutes, and he scored 20 fantasy points. And his price is all the way down to $3,500 on FanDuel. If you were looking at a spot here where he could maybe get 23, 24, 25 minutes, which is very possible in this matchup, I think that he's a very interesting option, whether it's cash games, tournaments, whatever. If you need a cheap center, I think Greg Monroe is someone that you should definitely look at on FanDuel.
Okay. He's pretty cheap on DraftKings, but not $4,300, so not in the $3,500 range. We've got a very low total, about 200, a little less than that, for Milwaukee at Miami. Any interest in this game?
Not a lot of interest in this game. I'm not going to play Giannis over Jimmy Butler or LeBron. The salary cap is just a little too strict there on him. Miami's a very good team defensively. The pace of play is not ideal, as we are talking about here. It is the slowest paced game of the night. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it because it'll be fun to see Dwayne Wade make his return to Miami. But as far as DFS goes, I don't think I have really any interest here unless we get some late breaking injury news that creates some ridiculous value for us.
Let's talk about our lineups then. We are more or less complete, and everything is always subject to change. You got to check the injuries. But for FanDuel, all I got is I got three spots open. One of them is center, where we could put Greg Monroe. But so far we have Jaren Grant at point guard, Kyle Korver at shooting guard, Jimmy Butler and LeBron James at small forward, Blake Griffin and Jeff Green at power forward. So, yeah, now we have three spots left and $5,600 per. Point guard, shooting guard, and center.
Yep, so the options at this point for us are going to be maxing out the Cleveland Cavaliers, which would mean putting Tristan Thompson at center, or using Greg Monroe. I'm fine with either. I will be playing both guys. So really, that's kind of a personal preference for you and where you want to go with that. But those, I think, are your best options on this kind of a build when you're trying to get those three studs in there like we are.
Okay, let's do the Tristan Thompson option. So now we have $6,000 per player for point guard and shooting guard on FanDuel.
Yeah, so that leaves us in a spot where we can look for a little bit of value here at one of the two. We can't really play another Cleveland player with Jose Calderon, so that's kind of out the window. So what we need to look at is, what are we going to do with Rondo? That's a guy that we failed to mention, but Rondo is the guy that could really change this lineup. He's only $4,800. I think that Rondo is a guy that I'm really interested in here in tournaments.
Okay, not in cash?
I think he could be fine in cash. My only concern with Rondo is they mentioned he was maybe not going to start in the last game. That was a rainout game. So
it's fresh now.
Hopefully we don't have any rainout games here. So I think I want to put Rondo in right now. I think that Rondo makes a lot of sense, just because I think the risk that you're taking with him is pretty similar to some of the other players.
Cool. And that gives you room for Chris Middleton, who you always love. CJ McCollum. Oh, that's a tough matchup for Middleton. CJ McCollum, Zach LaVine, Lou Williams. Good shooting guards.
Yeah, there's a lot of good shooting guards here. So what I would probably do at this point is put in Lou Williams, and then that gives you $500 to play with, knowing that those last two spots are, you know, it's going to come down to that tonight for you. It's going to come down to that Rondo and Lou Williams spot. You just need to kind of follow the news, see what's happening in the NBA today, because there's still going to be other news. And when that happens, then you'll be able to make the adjustments and get the right point guard, shooting guard combo. But the rest of that lineup looks really good for a core to start tonight.
Okay. Jaren Grant, Rajon Rondo, Kyle Korver, Lou Williams, Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, Blake Griffin, Jeff Green, and Tristan Thompson. Let's go Cavs. Over on DraftKings, I put Jaren Grant in at utility, but I'm going to take him out for now. We can always come back to that. I have Calderon, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, Blake Griffin, Kyle Korver, and Jeff Green. Calderon, Butler, Harris, Blake Griffin, Korver, and Jeff Green. 65-50 left per player for a center and a utility. If we put Greg Monroe in at center, then we can afford Damian Lillard, Ben Simmons, Dwight Howard, Kemba Walker, etc. If we upgrade a little bit at center, then you know we can't afford Lillard.
Right. So one thing I personally, almost all my lineups are going to look like Cleveland Cavalier stacks tonight, because I just, you know, they only have a certain number of bodies. These guys are all going to play. So what I personally would do is I would take Tobias Harris out and jam LeBron James in and really get kind of creative with that, because there are still some other guys for the Cavs that we haven't mentioned. Seti Osman, I believe is his name. He is a guy that's going to get some minutes tonight. He's played pretty well when he's had the opportunity, around a fantasy point per minute. He is the minimum price on DraftKings. You can play him at shooting guard or small forward. He's $3,000. If you do that, you have still $4,700 left for your utility spot, where you could play someone like Greg Monroe still. That's probably what I would do, but if you want to still build with Tobias Harris, we can still do that if that's what you want to do.
No, I mean, I'm who am I to argue? We're good here. Greg Monroe goes in. Osman comes in. And we've got Calderon, Butler, LeBron, Blake Griffin, Greg Monroe, Kyle Korver, Jeff Green, and Seti Osman, if that's how you pronounce it. And $400
yep.
left. So, beautiful. Hey, before we get into our draft, Mike, why don't you tell us about Sportsline.com and what we can get there?
Yeah, you head over to Sportsline.com. We've got a lot of exciting things. I actually just finished cranking out on the NASCAR model.
Oh.
And we have a projected leaderboard for the Daytona 500 over on Sportsline. So this is a really fun time of year, because not only are you going to get 10,000 simulations on every NBA game, all the college basketball games, all the DFS advice. I'm starting to put my DFS NHL lineups up there as well now. So you're getting a ton of value now in this time of year where we don't really have football. But great value. Head over there. It's $10 a month. You're really not going to regret it. It's a lot of fun with, you know, sports like NASCAR and golf really kind of help on the weekends when you don't have the NFL to sweat.
So let's do this draft. Download the draft app. Use the promo code SPORTSLINE. Get a free entry into a draft, into a pay draft, and you get a money-back guarantee, which we told you about, the promo code SPORTSLINE. I'm not going to get cute. I'm just going to start it off with LeBron James, and you are on the clock. I have the first pick. Mike's on a little bit of a winning streak, but you've got picks 2 and 3 here. Two guards, two forwards, and a center.
All right. I'm definitely going with Anthony Davis here because I don't have any exposure to him on the salary cap sites. Definitely need some. So the perfect way to get that is here in the draft app. Give me Anthony Davis for my first pick. Now, my second pick is interesting here. I'm probably going to go ahead and grab a guard, and I'm going to take my boy Jimmy Butler. All the revenge narrative tonight, love Jimmy Butler.
And because you have been sort of giving caution about Andre Drummond, I'm going to avoid center and get... Oh, wow, that's interesting. So you went with Jimmy, you went with Butler and Davis. All right, I got to take Harden. Harden's yep. one pick, and then I'm gonna go. I'm gonna just go Giannis. Giannis. Okay. Still some good forwards tonight. Really good forwards tonight.
Really good forwards tonight. I love that you left me Blake Griffin because I think Blake Griffin might be the second highest overall scorer tonight behind LeBron. I really like Blake Griffin here.
Such an unfair fight for me.
I'm thrilled that I got Blake Griffin here. So now I need one guard, one center. And with the guards, you know, I could get Chris Paul, Oladipo, but I still like Lillard. There's a lot of guards that I like there. A lot of centers I like. I'm going to take Chris Paul. Just having some exposure to the Houston Rockets is a good
him.
Thing here.
I was going to take him. That sucks. Okay, so now I need one guard and a center. I will take... No, I'm not going to take Oladipo. I'm going to... All right, Drummond's been hot. I'll just ride him. Let's go with Andre Drummond.
That's a good move for you, especially since I have Blake Griffin. If you think that Drummond's going to play really well, that means he's probably going to be stealing rebounds from Blake. So I definitely agree with you there. And for my center, I want to
I'm still up. Embiid. I'm still up. You relax. All right, so it's either Oladipo or Damian Lillard for me. And I'll take Damian Lillard. Why not?
Yeah, I think that's a really good pick there. I know he struggled a little bit last night, but this is a really good spot for Lillard to bounce back. He was probably the guy I was going to take besides Chris Paul. So,
cool. Good
for
to know.
What's that? Yeah. I'm going to take Karl Anthony Towns, though, because I'm fading Joel Embiid and his ankle injury against Anthony Davis.
Right.
So, yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah. 250 to 227. I am projected to win. Oh, I'm feeling good about this one. I mean, I got LeBron, so, you know. I'm Team LeBron, which means I'm going to get injured.
Yeah, you have LeBron, Harden, Giannis, Drummond, and Lillard. That's a pretty ridiculous lineup.
And what's your lineup?
Jimmy Butler, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, and Karl Anthony Towns.
All right, I got it on paper, but we'll see what happens. So that's it for us. We'll be back next week. We got Heath Cummins coming back on the mic and Mike McClure as well. So take it easy, everybody. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday.